That took place 2,000 years ago. Anybody in the house today? That took place 2,000 years ago. Men have tried to foul it up with demons working with them to distort my plan and confuse my man. But I come to tell you, revelation light has come to you today. You don't have to listen to them because you got the teacher on the inside. He'll talk my word. That's the only thing he will speak. Whatever he hears me say, that's what he'll repeat to you today. Hallelujah. So I told you some things, and I want to remind you in this hour with all the things that are going on. Hallelujah. That you don't have to panic. You don't have to be upset. You don't have to stretch yourself out in and to the rest of faith. Take your stand in the grace I've provided for you and take your walk of faith each day and watch what I do while the enemy fall apart in your life and he has nothing he can do. Because his weapon trying to overtake a saint that know who they are, they fall apart and they have nothing they can do. Did not I say the shield of faith put out all the fiery darts of the wicked? Every time he throws one, when it hits the shield of faith, it destroys its effect, it falls to the ground, and he cannot gather it up and use it again. He has to get another one. Hallelujah. So I told you, anybody here? So I told you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. I told you that a day was coming, and see, that day is here now. And I want you to hear and understand in these closing hours that we have on, that you have on planet Earth, because whether you believe it or not, I'm soon and sure to come. But I want you to know that things have been set right. Things in the kingdom, things in your life, things that I have on this earth. For you to do and how to do them, with whom to do them, have been set right and set in place. So listen, listen to what I have to say to you. This is what I said years before my righteous seed showed up on the earth. Are y'all listening? In righteousness shall thou be established. This is, see, y'all guys in the sound, that you just have to go with me because I'm on the flow of. I got stuff on my notes, but I got to go with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:14. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear. Oh, if there was a time that we're living in, men's afraid, full of fear. What am I going to do? How am I going to make it? I want you to understand. That's nothing you should be concerned about because I've already made it. There's nothing you need to do to try to make it for yourself. What you need to do is do what I said. Give your life to me. Let me live my life through you. Trust me with your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me. I'll tell you what to do every day, every step of the way. Hallelujah. And I said to you, in that day, you'll be far from oppression, because you will be established in righteousness. And you'll be far from oppression. And for fear, it shall not come nigh thee. And terror, oh, we have in the terrors, we have had terror attacks all over this world, especially against the United States. Hallelujah. I know you saw 9/11, right? You saw what happened to those two towers. Hallelujah. You saw what they did. You saw all that. But he said, you, my children, hallelujah, shall be far from terror. And from terror, thou shalt not, it shall not come. And it, you know, it's been here, but it hadn't been to my house. Hallelujah. So are you special? Not all God's children are special. What make God's word work for you, you trust it. You put it to work. Hallelujah. Far from terror and Tephaterah shall not come nigh thee, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Behold, look, he said, they shall surely gather, or they shall surely come. They shall surely gather together, but not by me. There are those that are saying, this God, God, watch it. God did this. Then when this pandemic showed up, that's God trying to teach his people. Liar, 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 pants on fire. God don't do stuff like that. No, he doesn't. He doesn't need disease to teach his people the word. This is why we got this, the holy written word. This is why you have the Holy Spirit living in you. Why would he do all of that and then do something that I don't understand? Hallelujah. So I'm going to say it again. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, look, I created this rascal. Adam led him in this earth. He's been working havoc on you. He's been trying to put curses on you. Trying to disdain you, trying to destroy you, trying to keep you from what I've given you. But I've given you a life that's filled with my goodness. All the success you need in life, I've given it to you, and I've been endeavored to teach you how to take, lay hold on it, and bring it into your possession. Oh yeah. How do I do that, Lord? Words. Words that I've spoken. Words that I've said. Words you can trust. Words that will never become untrue. But they will be true to you in everywhere you go and everything you do. So, they will surely gather, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Woo, haven't I seen that? Haven't I seen that? I've seen Satan fall in many areas of my life. And I know you have too. But there are some, he's still trying to hold on to you. But today the Lord says, set him free. How you do it? Speak my word. Tell him the chains is broken. How sin is broken. Satan has been defeated. His words are lies. They only affect those who respond to them. But a man or woman of faith that rejects them, he has to flee because you have the name. You have the word. You have the blood. You got me. The life I've given you to live is my life. And I said in my word very plainly, life has triumphed over death. There's nothing you should be afraid of. Get the fear out and get the word in. Fill your heart with my word. Make it final authority in your life. Trust me in everything you do. Acknowledge me in all your ways. And watch me raise you up and put you over any and every circumstance come your way. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I'm going to read it again. He said, look, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Look. Behold, this is verse 16. Behold, I'll create the smith that blow in the coals in the fire. Behold, and that brings an instrument for his work. I'll create the waste to destroy. Look what he said. I created the waste to destroy. He's trying to destroy you, but God said, I create that waste and I'm going to destroy him. So don't you panic in these days of test and trial.